Whenever you're ready, mm-hmm. You can just go ahead and tell the story.
Oh, it was about a story about two friends who had parted some 20 years ago and had promised one another is in 20 years they'd meet again at in front of a restaurant. And one of the young men came back and he was there and he was sure his friend was going to show up. And he waited and he waited. And when the friend hadn't shown up, a little while later somebody did come back and ask him some questions and he explained to him why he was there and so forth and so on. And he noticed that his friend didn't look quite like he thought he should have looked, though he hadn't seen him for 20 years. So didn't say anything to the man, but just really realized that he just didn't think that was his friend. And of course, it turned out it wasn't his friend. It was a police officer whom his friend, who was a policeman there, had called to tell to come to lock him up because he was the person who had done a crime in another state, and he didn't want to lock him up because he was his good friend. And so it ended with him being locked up and receiving the message from his friend. I guess that's it.
Okay. Now I'd like for you to tell me a story. It could be a childhood experience or some personal experience, but it should have at least three people in it, three or more people.
Okay. There's something I want to tell somebody today. Let's see who it was.
I'll
just this one. Okay. Well, I'll tell you the story that made me depressed and unhappy today.
Okay.
I've been going to this gasoline station for more than about, I'll say more than 10 years, but I think even longer than that. I don't know, maybe it belongs, as far as I know, to a black young girl, and I thought I always patronized her because of this. I'd like to see her get ahead. But the people that she has worked there, they're not very friendly, and they don't smile, and they take my money, and I don't like it. And this morning, I was on my way here, and I told them that I smoke also. I told them I wanted a pack of cigarettes, and I wanted $10 worth of gas. Well, they were their same old dried up selves. They can't even say good morning or good evening or good night or that bad word. So anyway, when I went outside, the pump wasn't on. And that was why I couldn't say I don't get depressed, because all of a sudden I started to cry. It hurt my feelings so much that, you know, for all these years I've been patronizing these people. They look like a whole big family. But also, all this time, I've been taking their little, I don't even know the word to call it. I felt like they were almost using me. Because there are many gasoline stations. I don't have to go there. And it just hurt me so bad, and I've never done that before, just cry. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think that was depression. I think that was anger. I never had it happen to me at all. So when I went back in, first thing, my gas pump didn't start when it should have. I was trying to get here. And then I went back inside, and then he wanted to know what kind of gas I wanted, or something dumb like that. Then he wanted to know what kind of cigarettes I wanted, and I've been buying cigarettes there forever. And so I just couldn't hold it anymore, and I told him, I don't know what's wrong with you people. Evidently, you don't like me very much, so I won't use your gas station anymore. Because there's no way that I've been coming here this long buying the same kind of cigarettes, and she's so stupid you can't even remember that unless you see. So I have never done that before to anyone, but this morning it just was too much, and I don't know why, because I hadn't had any other problems during the week. Nobody had made me unhappy. In fact, I've been here for several days, and I've enjoyed the new ladies that I met and the food that we've had, and, you know, everything was fine. So I don't know, and I got a little worried about it my own self as to wonder whether that was depression. Well, am I depressed with something, or I'm just not usually one to just break down there. I mean, cry, mess up my makeup. I was really upset. Am I finished with the story? But that's the truth. So I really don't know what that was. So now, you know, when I say I'm not sick, then I decide, well, maybe there's something wrong with me. I really was so hurt, so awfully hurt. Mm-hmm. I mean, tears, it's running. I just can't believe this. But then my brother passed 2 weeks ago. We had his funeral on last Saturday. I'm always trying to figure out what happened to me and anybody else. So maybe I'm just coming down with some kind of pain from that now, because I didn't have time to be sick and crying and going through that. So maybe that's the problem. I don't know. But anyway, I've got to make up my mind now whether I'm going to patronize this young lady or not. It might not even be her gas station I've been trying to help all these years. But I'm going to have to tell her. And then I'm going to tell everybody at church. And then I'm going to tell everybody everywhere. Okay, that's my story,
that's
I guess.
Story? Yeah.
I got lots of them, but I'll just tell you one.
Okay. Well, now I'm going to tell you a short story.
Okay.
And when I'm done, I want you to tell it back to me.
Okay.
Okay, this is the story. Mm-hmm. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she didn't see it fall. Mm-hmm. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries. So she put the groceries away, and she went back home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl told her that she had found her wallet, and the lady was very relieved. That's the story.
Oh, well, since this is a story, this lady went to the grocery store, and she picked out her groceries, put them in the basket, and went to the cashier, where she found she had evidently lost her purse. She was unable to pay for her groceries. So she put all the groceries back and decided to go home. I'll add a little bit and say she cried all the way. And when she got home, fortunately, a young lady or a young girl called her on the phone and let her know that she had found her purse. And she was so very, very happy and thankful.
Okay. We're going to do a few memory exercises.
Okay.
First is I want you to repeat some numbers after me.
Mm-hmm.
582.
582. Okay.
Well, it gets worse. 694.
694.
6439.
6436. 4273. 4273.
392487.
5917 4287.
Yes. 3829-5174.
3829-5174.
Yes. 275-862-584.
275-586. I'm not sure. 347.
Okay.
374.
Almost.
Mm-hmm.
713-942-568.
743-962-678.
Okay. Now I'm going to give you some numbers, but I want you to repeat them backwards.
Oh, can't do that, I bet you. But I can try.
I can try. Okay. 24. 24. Repeat it backwards, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. 4-2. 5-8.
8-5. 6-2-9.
9-2-6. 4-1-5. 5-1-4.
Yes. 3-2-7-9. 9-7-2-3. Yes. 4968.
6 8 2 5 1
Yes. 6 1 8 4 3
3 4 8 8 1 3 That's all. That's
everything
six.
But what was the last number you said?
I said 3, but it was 6.
It was 6, yes. Mm-hmm. So, okay. 5 3 9 4 1 8 8 1 4
1 3 9
Okay. 7 2 4 8 5 6
6 5 7 I started listening to those people.
Mm-hmm.
7 It don't sound right. Don't feel right. I don't think I can get that one. I can't hear them in
your
city.
Yeah,
nosy. So I think it was 7 4 5 6 but I'm not sure.
Okay.
Mm.
8 1 2 9 3 6 5
Oh, you're going to say that again? I was trying to make them shut up while I did that. But you can't do that again. Okay, let's do that one again.
Okay.
8 1 2 9 3 6 5 5 5 6 6 5 6 8 9 4
Okay. Now we're going to move to categories.
It's your language. It's hard looking at numbers backwards.
Oh, yeah. That's the tough part. I'm going to give you some categories.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like for you to tell me as many items that fall into that category as you can. Like, for example, I'll give you an example. If I said states, you know, you would name as many states as you can think of. Texas, mm-hmm. Oklahoma, Michigan, New York, mm-hmm. New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and so forth and so on. Like that. So, when I tell you the category, just go ahead and start.
Mm-hmm.
The first category is foods. Name as many foods as you can.
Oh, ham, potatoes, sweet potatoes, carrots, the string beans, avocados, spinach, chicken, ham, turkey, everything else. Spinach, macaroni, collard greens, potatoes. Cake, apples, oranges. Isn't that something? That's crazy. Raisin bread, bagels, cookies, Andy, mushrooms. Let's see what else I like. I can't think of anyone.
That's good. That's good. As long as you did a minute.
Yeah.
And you did a minute. You did over a minute, though.
Okay.
The second category is animals.
Okay. Dogs, cats, reindeers, rats, apes. Let's see. Bears, deer, fox, elephants, giraffes, turkeys. It's not an animal. Hippopotamus. This is an animal. One of those things. Kangaroos. Cats. I think I said dogs. I guess I'll stop right there.
Must
be some more. Give you a couple more? Okay. Koalas.
Okay, that's good. I just wanted you to get to that minute.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the last category is kitchen items.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. Like coffee pot?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Coffee pot. Microwave, oven, dishcloth, kind of dishes. In my kitchen, I have food, refrigerator, stove. I said microwave, bread box. Cabinet. What else is in the kitchen? coffee pot, teapot, and a clock. And I have television in my kitchen. I have what else is in the kitchen? I have a dining room, a kitchen table. Kitchen chairs, a clock, I said that already, a pitcher, a light, I have some little doodads in my windows, I have curtains, I have a shade, I have a fan, cabinets, I may have said already. Food. Even four.
That's it?
Yes, okay. That's not all I can think of.
That was over a minute.
Oh, good.
Okay. Next, this is an exercise of attention.
Mm-hmm.
But this, what I want you to do is start here, read across each row as fast as you can, and go. Go ahead.
Oh, you want me to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay.
Is that what you mean?
That's that was 13 seconds. Okay.
Was that good?
That was good.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to stop telling myself I got old age.
Okay.
You make sure of something.
Now that one, I want you to start at the top and go across and tell me the color of each dot as fast as you can.
I know that green is chartreuse, though.
Yeah, well, computer goes. Whenever you're ready, go ahead and start.
Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, green, yellow, red. Blue, yellow, red, green. Red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay, that was 14 seconds. And the last one, this is what you have to really watch.
Okay.
And that's not the right one. I'm digging on the, yes.
Okay.
Start at the top. I want you to go across and tell me the color that each word is printed in. Don't read the word. Tell me the color that the word is printed in.
Oh, the color. Oh, I think I understand. Like I'm going to say this is blue, red, green.
That's it.
Okay.
Okay, whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Red, blue, green. That's not right. Red, blue, yellow, green.
Okay.
Blue, green, yellow, red. Green, red, blue, green. Red, yellow, red, green. Green, blue, red, yellow, blue.
You're reading.
Green, blue.
Start over. You're reading the words.
Oh, I'm not supposed to read them?
No, I want you to tell me the color.
Oh. Like blue.
Mm-hmm. Like blue, red, green, yellow. The way you did the first time.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to read it.
No, I want you to tell me the color.
Oh, okay.
This is the one. Okay, now. Whenever you're ready, start again. Okay.
She wants me to tell her the color. Okay. Blue. No.
Yeah,
this is like. Blue, red, yellow, green. I'm doing it again?
Yes.
Okay.
Start over.
Now tell me what it is that you want me to do.
I just want you to tell me the color that each word is printed in.
All right. That's instead of looking at the color.
Yeah, don't read the words. Read
okay.
The color.
You're right. That's the reason.
Okay. That's. Whenever you're ready.
Tell you the color.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So that's blue, red, green, no.
Yeah.
Blue, yes it is.
Yeah.
And yellow.
Right.
Blue, yellow, green, and red. I see. Red, blue, yellow, green. Yellow, the colors. Yellow, red, green, now. That's green.
Mm-hmm.
And blue. Blue, red, yellow, green. Red, green, blue, and red.
Okay,
that's cute. I think I'll try that on some of my children. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's a good exercise to get your attention.
Yes, indeed. It does really have, you have to work on that one.
Okay.
That's cute.
Do you remember that story I told you about the lady with the groceries?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me that story one more time?
Yeah. The lady went to the grocery store and she got her groceries and everything, put them in the basket and went to the counter and was about to pay for them and found she had lost her purse. And so she put all the groceries back, and then she went home, and she got home, and the front door, and the phone rang, like this one's doing.
Mm.
And there was a young lady, a little girl, that was on the phone, and she said that she had found her purse. And so she was a very, very happy lady, like I would be.
That's
did that
it.
Work?
That's it. That's
okay.
All I, the only other thing I would like for you to do.
Mm-hmm.
If this is the payment form.
Oh.
I just need your mailing address. They're asking for the social security number and your signature.
I don't know, they're getting my social security number. I don't give nobody my social security
number. Yeah, they're asking for it. But if you're not comfortable, don't.
Yeah, they ain't giving no social security number. I mean, I don't care whether they pay anything.
Yeah, just your name, address, and your signature.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, your name. Okay. Yeah, a lot of people have that problem. I don't give much. I have a hard time with mine, too, because
yeah.
I had an identity theft problem. Last year,
mm-hmm.
And it took me about the entire year to clear that up.
Yeah, and nobody wants to do that. You know, this can get lost anyway.